Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. I'm your host, Derek, and today is Saturday, May the 12th. Hopefully, you guys are celebrating a beautiful Mother's Day weekend. And this is episode 9, so almost to our 10th episode. Thank you very much for listening. Just before I get started, I wanted to point out something. I've heard from a few listeners this week, and I appreciate you guys emailing me and giving me some heads up. But they pointed out that this podcast, even though in episodes 2, 3, and 4, I explain what the various spreads mean, they pointed out that unless you're really familiar with the spreads, that the podcast might be going over their head. It might be a little too advanced. So what I've done is created a YouTube channel, and I will be launching that YouTube channel with my team here this weekend. And the first series that I'm creating is a basic set of training videos to specifically walk through each of the spreads that I discuss each week. So we talk about covered calls, which is a call, selling a call against stock that you own. We discuss credit spreads, which is typically selling an out of the money spread where you have bought and sold an option. And we talk about debit spreads, which means that we're buying a spread, but the same, you buy and sell an option. And what that does is it both limits your risk, and it also limits your gain. As you'll see, you know, sometimes that limiting the risk is actually the goal of trading. I was explaining to a friend of mine recently the biggest difference between gambling and trading, because a lot of people look at them the same. The biggest difference between gambling and trading is really how you handle risk. Typically in a gamble, there are very few direct methods that you can use to mitigate and limit risk. Whereas the way I view trading, especially option trading, it truly is all about managing your risk and managing your exposure to the downside. So that's what I mean when I speak about risk. But nonetheless, I'm launching the YouTube channel this weekend for The Weekly Option. There will be a link on our website if you want to go directly there. The website is www.theweeklyoption.com, and there will be a link for our YouTube channel there on the homepage. You can click on that. It'll take you over to the videos. There'll be 4 or 5 videos in the training session. And then also each of our podcasts are turned into video there as well for those of you who may want to listen via YouTube rather than through one of the various podcast directories. So let's dive into this week's episode, episode 9. Thanks again for listening. And if you guys ever have any questions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. So we'll start off like every week. We'll just discuss the way the market's finished up. Both indices, both the Dow and the S&P, finished the week up just shy of about 2.5%. The Dow finished up 568 points, closing at 24,831 points. And the S&P finished the week up just 64 points, finishing at 2727 or 2,727. It was a strong or at least a positive week for the market, and most stocks followed suit as well, as we'll see in the trade review here in a minute. There's not really any major economic data that I'm expecting to move the market significantly this week. There's the weekly numbers that come out for things like, you know, crude oil, things like rig count, things like jobless claims and that sort of thing. But nothing major like an interest rate change is being announced this week. So when that happens, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. For upcoming earnings this week, and before I tell you which companies are going to be releasing earnings this week, let me explain one thing. The reason why I like to talk about earnings is that tends to be a great sort of pool of candidates for possible movements, as we'll see in the trade review. So consider that your second foreshadowing of what's to come. A lot of times these companies that release earnings can have some pretty big movements right after earnings. And I like putting on positions that will benefit from those movements. So that's the main reason I point out the earnings each week before even discussing or reviewing the trades from last week. So this week on Monday, we're going to hear from Dick's Sporting Goods and also Famous Dave's Barbecue. On Tuesday, we'll hear from Home Depot. We have Jack in the Box posting earnings on Wednesday. Thursday, we'll hear from Applied Materials, AMAT. That's always a very active stock and option market. We'll also hear from JCPenney, Nordstrom, and Walmart. And then on Friday, we'll hear from Campbell Soup and Deere & Company, the John Deere Company. So last week's trades got a pretty good mix of results. The covered call, if you remember, our covered call strategy last week was on Zillow stock, which posted earnings. Zillow stock at the time was trading for $52.85, and we sold the May 53 half call for $1.65, and we were hoping to earn 4.35% over the week. Well, as I mentioned, Zillow did have earnings. The stock actually finished $54.19, so the stock jumped a good, you know, dollar and change, and so we made the trade worked exactly the way that we wanted. Now, as you guys will know, there's always another thing or two to think about with options. One of the things that you can do sometimes, let's say the stock moves up significantly more than the current price of the call option for some reason, you can always buy that call back in. You know, you sold a call against stock. You can buy that call in and go ahead and let a stock that you expect to continue running, let it keep going up. So these positions don't always lock you in. You can always, you know, as long as you buy that option in before anyone tries to exercise or claim their right to your stock, you can close the trade and allow your stock position to keep running. So I plan on making a video rather than speaking about some of the advanced things to think about around this trade and around our next trade as well. I'm going to make another like a separate video because I really want to keep this podcast. I want it to be open to everyone, both newcomers and people who are more familiar and comfortable talking about options. But I also want to give those of you who really want to hear how I focus or how I think about these trades, I really want to give you another piece of content. So I'll create another video that explains some of the advanced methods of viewing this trade and some of the things that you could consider as far as what your next step might be. So the good thing is this trade made money. Like I said, that would be 4.35% in 1 week. With May expiration happening this week, we just let this trade finish as is throughout the week and look forward to putting another trade on here soon. The credit spread that we did last week, which is, if you remember, credit spread is a spread that we have sold. Our goal is to collect at least 30 cents for every dollar or 15 cents for every 50 cents that we sell. And hopefully the market goes in the other way. If the market goes in the direction, it's okay because our loss is actually capped. This is not an unlimited risk trade. We have a capped loss. And our gain, of course, is capped as well to the amount of money that we receive when we sell the spread. So we looked at the SPDRs, the SPY, the ETF for the S&P 500 index. We sold the May 268.5 call spread for 19 cents. Stock was sitting at about $266 when we put the trade on. And then the S&P had a decent week, right? So with the S&P having been up 2.5% this week, the ETF is now $272, and our out-of-the-money call spread is now in the money. So with our spread being in the money, that spread, the 50-cent spread, is at its maximum value. So we have lost 31 cents. Now, if you've listened to some of the other shows, you know that you can sell, there are all sorts of things you can do against this. You can look to buy it in and maybe sell another spread against it to continue the possibility of winning. You could roll it out into another month. You can also sell a put spread against it. I'm going to cover some of these options in the advanced video that I'm going to create after this podcast, and that'll be one of the videos posted on YouTube. So for those of you who want more information or are curious, feel free to hop onto YouTube, probably on Sunday, May the 13th, at least by Monday, you'll be able to watch that video. It won't be a long video, so I really want to just talk about some of the advanced thoughts around these two trades, and you'll learn a little more. So that's it. So the credit spread did not work. We would have lost, or we did lose, 31 cents of the 50 cents maximum, but this is a beautiful example of taking a position, having it go against us, but it doesn't break the bank, right? We knew what our maximum loss was. We achieved that maximum loss, unfortunately, and now we move on to make another spread, make another trade. Our debit spread, which is a spread that we pay for, my goal with a debit spread is to really never pay more than, say, 70 cents out of a dollar. Ideally, and in some of the earlier episodes, you'll hear me have the opportunity to pay roughly 50 cents or 50% of the value of the spread, which is great because if the spread finishes at maximum value, then we make that money. These are in the money spreads that I'm selling. So the credit spread tends to be out of the money. The debit spread that we're buying, I buy in the money spreads. So last week we spoke about Occidental Petroleum. They had earnings last week and we looked at buying the May 76-77 call spread for 68 cents. The stock at the time was trading for $77.71, and I knew that earnings were coming out this past week, so we just put the spread on. The real goal, you know, pay 68 cents. We know that that's a $1 spread, so the maximum amount of money we would make on it is 32 cents, and that equates to roughly 47% possible gain on the capital that we risked, which was 68 cents. Well, the spread after both the strong week in crude and their earnings, I believe it was earnings last week, but definitely had a decent week in crude oil. The stock finished almost, a little more than $7 higher. The stock finished at $84.97. So our spread is fully in the money and being valued now. So we have captured in 1 week, we captured that 32 cents, which was the difference between the amount of money we received and the total value of the spread. So you made 42% in a week. Hard to lose money when you're making 42% in a week, right? Very happy with that trade. I mean, if you owned, this is the beauty of options, because I've had friends ask me about leverage when it comes to options as well. And here's the example of that leverage, right? So we earned 47% on the money. If you owned the stock, like if you had bought stock at $77.71, during the course of the week, that stock gained 7.26, so $7.26. But on the amount of capital that you risked, that was only a 9.5% return. By using the options and using an in-the-money spread, we earned five times that return and had significantly less risk. You only risk $68 per spread. That's it, $68 per spread, and knowing that you're going to make, ideally, $32 per spread. So rather than risk the $7,771 per 100 shares of stock, you risk $68 per spread, and you turn around and make your, 47%. And we use percentages because percentages are really, people speak in terms of percentage rather than actual dollars, because if I'm using $1 million, if I'm using, let's say I was using the same amount. If we look at this, $68 per spread, right? So with the stock, I would have needed $7,771. So I'm going to look at that, $7,771, and I'm going to see how many spreads I could have purchased. I could have purchased 7,771 divided by 68 comes out to roughly 114 spreads. On 114 spreads, I would have made $32 per spread. So with just having this same amount of capital at risk, right, I would have made $3,648. Whereas if I had bought 100 shares of stock and that went up $7.26, I would have made $726. So if I used the same amount of capital, right, I would have bought 114 spreads and that would have led to me earning for the week $3,648. That same movement in stock, and that's a big move in stock, would have been a $726 increase. Like, let that sink in. Would you rather have $726 or over 3,000, you know, 4x your money. It's unreal. It's unreal. So that's part of the reason I love options. That's part of the reason why once I learned options, I not only continued in options and continued growing, but I really feel like people should know about options regardless of how much money you have in your portfolio. Let's get going. I don't want to, you know, beat that horse any longer. I'm recording a show on option trading, so you guys already know that I'm a believer in options and the importance of knowing or learning this information. So let's move on to the trades this week. This is an interesting week because it's options expiration. So if you have any May positions still on, they will be expiring on Friday, May 18th. And with that, there weren't a whole lot of trades in the month of May that I was looking at, because at this point, you're trading a one-week long option. It's always great when it works out, but for the most part, I'm going to be looking mostly at option trades that are in June. And the monthly expiration for the month of June is June the 15th, so about a month and a half away from now. So our covered call strategy for the week is going to be on one of those stocks that's getting earnings, Dick's Sporting Goods, symbol D as in dog, K as in Kevin, S as in Sam. On May 11th, Dick's finished at $31.91, and I'm looking at selling a call option, the June 33 strike call, for $1.40. With stock right now at $31.91, it's $1.09 out of the money. So if you add that to the amount of money we're bringing in, we're going to receive $1.40 per share for this option. That means that our maximum gain here is $2.49, or roughly a 7.8% return on your money for a fairly conservative position over the next 4.5 weeks. So not too bad, given that people earn that over the course of a year. So that 249 also means that our break-even point is significantly lower as well. So it gives us a cushion in the stock, right? So our break-even point is going to be $30.51, which is great because we received that $1.40. I essentially take that $1.40 that we receive versus the current price of the stock that we own, which is $31.91, and that's how I come up with that $30.51 break-even point. As long as once we execute this, as long as we execute it and price goes higher, we definitely capture our money, just as we saw in our Zillow trade this week. And if it goes against us, we know that as long as we close the trade out higher, at a price higher, stock price higher than our break-even point, we still will have made money in this stock and call option combination. Our credit spread for the week, and as I mentioned earlier, a credit spread is that it's when I sell an option and then I sell the closer to the money option and buy the further away, further out of the money option. Our credit spread option this week is going to be on Cisco. Right now I'm looking at, with stock trading at $45.93, I'm going to essentially sell the May 45 half 45 put spread. So this is the at the money put spread. Cisco's stock looks strong. It appears like it's going a bit higher. And Cisco's also one of the companies that has been somewhat active over the last few weeks. Looking at this spread, I will sell the 45 and a half strike put, and I will buy the 45 strike put, receiving a credit of 15 cents. The spread has a maximum value of 50 cents. Essentially, we're looking at making we've got a 30% gain. So this is one of the lower, this is like right at the lowest amount of money I would actually receive to sell a spread. So with us collecting 30% on our risk capital, you know, that 15 cents out of 50 cents, that means our maximum loss is 35 cents. Our maximum gain is the money that we collect, the 15 cents, and we're hoping to be able to lock in a 30% gain on our risk over the next week. This option expires on Friday, May 18th. So truly putting this on, this is a bit of a gamble. I wouldn't allocate a ton of money to this trade, but it looks ripe for the taking. And anytime I can have a chance to make 30% in 1 week, why not? As long as it's not, you know, silly, and as long as I'm not risking the, betting the farm on it. I don't believe in betting the farm. I'm not sure how many of you have a farm, but you know what I mean. All right, for our final trade idea for the week, we're looking at a debit spread, which is a spread that we're actually going to buy. We're going to pay for this spread for, we're going to pay for a spread under the maximum value of the spread. So we're going back out to a June option this week for this option. Our debit spread that we're looking at is in Facebook. Facebook June 180, 185 call spread. I can buy that spread for $3.50. Right now, stock is trading for $186.99. So stock is almost $2 higher than our highest strike of the trade, our highest strike option. The good thing about, I'll explain what I really like about that. It's the fact that I don't lose money on this spread. Once I buy the spread, I don't lose money as long as stock in June finishes higher than $183.50. So I really have bought myself about $3.50 worth of movement and can kind of hold out and watch and just be aware of what can and can't happen or might happen in this stock. We know that the spread, this is a $5 spread, so it's the 180, 185 call spread, so there's $5. I'm paying $3.50 for it, so really what I'm hoping to capture is $1.50. So my maximum loss is the money that I pay for this spread, $3.50. My maximum gain is going to be the difference between what I paid for it and the maximum value of the spread. That's $1.50. And if I collect $1.50 after paying $3.50, that's a 42.86, or roughly 43% gain in 1 month. So again, I love these trades. I love these spreads because they allow you to have these gains that are really just quite amazing. And as you guys see, it's nothing more than math. So I look for these opportunities every week to put on because I think they're fantastic. And, you know, most importantly, I can perfectly size the trade based on what I'm willing to lose. So let's say I want to allocate $1,000 for this. I'm going to pay $350 for this spread. So $3.50. Remember, each option is worth 100 shares. So you have to multiply times 100. So $3.50 for the spread means each spread will cost me $350. Let's say I want to allocate $1,000 to this trade. That's three spreads. So I would buy, it's a little more than three spreads. So I would buy three spreads, hoping to ultimately collect $450 on this. It's not bad for 1 month work. And you can do far more than that. I mean, it's just a matter of how liquid the actual stock is. So that's it for this week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Now I'm going to record a bunch of information for YouTube and start adding that to the website and really make this a resource that is valuable. I want this to be a resource for my listeners. Please email me. My email, of course, is eric@theweeklyoption.com. On the website as well, if you go to www.theweeklyoption.com, there's also a place for you to subscribe. Why don't you subscribe to the mailing list? You'll be one of the first people to be made aware of any new videos, any new content, any events. I'm going to be putting on a webinar here soon, and it'll be, you know, there'll be a great time to teach and learn some more things a little different than what I do on the podcast even. So hope you enjoy. Keep learning. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Hit the subscribe button. If you're listening to this on iTunes, go ahead and subscribe. If you're listening to this on YouTube or Stitcher or Google Play or Podbean or any other podcast directory out there, feel free to listen, subscribe. We also have a Facebook page. Join the community. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Hey, hope you have a great weekend. Have a happy Mother's Day to any of you mothers out there or people who also will be honoring their mom tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.